Hi, Chris.
Hi, man.
Want to see something cool?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, I spit my tongue out. Did you see that?
Why would you do that right in the beginning? Nobody's even here.
People will see it tomorrow.
Nobody's here. I didn't even see it actually.
Then we'll do it again in a minute.
We'll run it back.
I got those in the mail this week in the P.O. box 10769 Columbus, Ohio 43201.
So you're getting
stuff to show off?
Yeah, people are sending you stuff.
That's
kind of lucky. I have a P.O. box. No, it's not really a P.O. box though that I have. It's just like this flex thing that you can send to in Canada that Canada Post offers. So I can go pick it up at the post office, basically closest to my house. And then so I don't have to give my address. I mean, I can get a P.O. box. I just have to pay for it. This is a free service that the government gives to you or something.
Look, I'm sticking my tongue out at you.
That doesn't look like your tongue at all.
I spit my tongue out on accident. My tongue fell off.
It didn't look like your tongue. Yeah. Why do you have it? You have the whole thing showing, like with the whole StreamYard thing, your whole screen is showing.
Am I showing my whole screen?
Yeah, why are you showing your whole screen?
Nah, we're fixed. Yeah. This is my tongue. I got a collection of fake tongues this week. They look really real.
Yeah, I saw you posted that. Yeah.
Use these for a little bit of that, you know. Waggly waggly, you know what I mean? Waggly waggly, you use them on a lady, you know. Get them on an old lady.
Well, I mean, if you're going to use something and it's not your tongue, I think a vibrator or a whatever is probably a better. Otherwise, just use your tongue.
Right? How many guys wish they had two tongues when they were doing it? You know what I'm saying? Waggity, waggity, waggity.
I don't know that two tongues would really be that beneficial. I guess it would. I don't know.
Ladies always are asking for two tongues.
Yeah, ladies are always like, give me that two-tongue method.
And it'd be good for men, too, two tongues.
Yeah.
You can really get a whole 360 situation on a man.
So, okay.
You know what I mean?
What are those?
All the way around it.
Are those edible things, those
tongues? No, I just put it in my tongue anyway. They're not edible. They're fake tongues.
Oh, okay. What are they made? Like, they're like rubber or something?
Yeah. They're like rubbery. I played with this all the way through the Doughboys, but I didn't have the guts to be like, hey, guys, I got some fake tongues.
So you did the you did the Doughboys. You told me that Brian did the Doughboys. He sent me a text message after he said he dragged it into the gutter.
Everything I do goes there now. I can't help it.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I mean, that is what type of food can you say what kind of food you're eating?
Only for these people. Don't go running around telling everybody, okay? I ate the Sonic the Hedgehog IHOP menu.
Sonic the Hedgehog IHOP menu sounds right up your alley.
I don't even game that much. So yeah, I got
That sounds like something you would love.
I got this from David Johnston.
Okay, what is it?
That is a Grease Man cassette tape.
Oh, yeah. I saw them posting the Discord. I think it was the same person saying, oh, you know, I'm going to send the Grease Man.
It's a great shape. It's
Garjam 1 subscribing tier 1. Welcome, Garjam. Waddle Doodle.
Mint. This is mint.
You think you could turn around and sell that for a good solid 20, 25 bucks or what?
Wrong.
I don't give a shit about trend lines.
Wrong. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit now. I tried twice.
Yeah, quit while you're behind.
Let's try a third time.
Hi, McDonald's hamburger.
Oh, fuck.
It's really loud, too. Is it just coming in loud for me, or is it loud compared to us?
How dare you? Okay, I got to get my other stuff, which I did keep the information. So, I don't know if this has to do... Dan in Phoenix sent me this, and I don't know why, but I think he thinks it's a own. Right? This is a butterfly knife, right? Metal, except
Yeah.
It's actually a fucking comb. So I can comb my beard with the comb. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't.
And famously, I wasn't owned, but I can comb
famously,
my beard,
so. Famously don't have hair. But I think it's a rockabilly thing. Yeah.
Oh, it could be rockabilly.
It's rockabilly, today, baby.
The tongues were from Paramecium. Oh, no, it wasn't. No, that was somebody else. Okay, this is the other thing I got.
Beta Judaki is gifting a tier one sub to Gorgol.
Oh, wait.
And Taylor Scary is describing tier one waddle doodle to you. What the fuck?
My wife won't let me put it outside.
What do you mean? You're goofing, right? You didn't actually want to put that outside.
I did. I was going to fly it outside.
Dude, that's fucking the trashiest. That's the trashiest thing.
I love it.
That is so trashy.
Imagine if you walk by somebody's house in a really nice neighborhood and it was flying outside their house.
Yeah, it would be like that person is a trash person.
I was like, can we fly that?
And I'd say that as someone who's like, you know, I'm kind of like a weed guy myself. I love weed, but that is, it's not cool.
I'll try to fly it in my bedroom or my office where I'm allowed to have things.
So where did you get it from? What made you buy that? Or did someone send
it? I didn't buy it. Somebody sent it to me. I think that was Paramecium.
Oh, Sprillmouse says, I'm still banned from your Twitch chat. Sprillmouse really wants to get back in my Twitch chat. I think Sprillmouse was trying to 1v1 me in Rocket League years ago. And I guess it annoyed me and I banned him from the chat. I couldn't do it at the time. I can do it right now because I'm on my Twitch. So I'll do it right now.
I'm turning into man cow now. I'm just holding stuff up. So this is a... This is a sticker I received in the mail.
Yeah. That's a pineapple eating in another pineapple's ass.
Yeah, people pointed out that maybe the man pineapple is upside down in a weird way.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was a nice one I got.
Brian, they're saying, Brian, go big mode. That's not a bad idea. Go big.
What's big mode?
We'll just get the stream.
I never do that. Oh, okay.
Stop sharing it, and then they'll be able to see it better.
Yeah, and I got mushrooms. Basically, somebody sent me some mushrooms from a place called Brain Spa. And I can't show you that.
Seems right illegal. Now. It seems.
Oh, like it's legal. It's from Chicago.
Like it's like magic mushrooms.
Yeah, I mean it's probably gray market legal. You know.
What's with the second mic? Well, that's for, I think that's for Gwen when she comes on.
Right? Yeah, if my daughter wants to come in here and do a show sometime, we can do it. I just pushed it over there, though, because she's not coming in tonight because I'm not hooked up for that. I have to do two things. Yes, teen stepdad, thank you. Everything from Chicago is legal.
Okay.
And then I got some seeds from the International Space Station from somebody, Kai. I think it's Kai. He said, my girlfriend and I love the guys podcast. We are both big flub heads and call each other flubs out. Please enjoy the shirt and seeds that have been in space. So there were seeds that were in space. And I think I got everything. That's all the prizes. And if you guys want to call the flag,
flubs out. Good to call flubs out in like a fun, loving way. I think it is like good. It's like sort of a childish throwback way to sort of, you know, I think it's very positive.
Oh, LL Killjoy, Killjay just shared that the Chive makes flags, which I did not know.
Of course.
I'm going to share the screen with you so you can see him, Chris.
Yeah, share the screen. I don't like being in big mode. I'm too big. I'm in my like spare room. I'm in my fucking mother-in-law's spare room here. Sorry, that's a Claude Stewart
reference. Do you guys see my the sleeves are gone?
Oh yeah,
Carhartt whip shirt. My wife got it for me for Christmas or birthday or one of the days.
Yeah,
she got it for me, but it's pretty sick, isn't it? Carhartt.
Carhartt Fitness. That's a good
shirt. It looks
shirt.
Sick. It looks sick. It looks good on you. Like that's I got to admit, you do. It's good. It's good with the.
Yeah, I've been waiting to wear it. I need to buy some more sleeveless shirts. I'm running out. Well, not running out. I just want new ones. So we got these flags. We got day drinking, my favorite hobby. Chris, if you want one of these, I'll have one mailed to you. I try.
Will you mail one to me? Because I'll put it up behind me for the streams.
100%. I almost mailed you something yesterday, but they didn't ship.
Okay, let's look through. Let's pick one out. Let's pick one out for me to put up, and I'll have it up on for a few streams. You know, while the bed's here and everything.
Give me one second here, because I want to show you something that I was also going to mail you yesterday. But
I'm just going to open the door because I just got to open the door. I can't explain it to you, Brian, but I have to open the door.
I don't mind. You can open the door. Where is it at? Oh, I can't find it. It was a. Oh, wait. That's because I spelled it wrong. That's a flub, but you can't see it, so it doesn't count. All right. I tried to mail this to Chris yesterday.
Yeah, Milo is behind the door.
They wouldn't let me mail this to you, Chris. So it was this thing right here. It's a sticker that says Chomper No Chomping. And it's Swiper, from Dora the Explorer. I was I'm going to mail that to fucking Chris. And then they were like, we don't ship to Canada. I'm like, what? How much can it possibly cost? I'll pay the 17 cents. It's going to, it's not like it's an illegal thing. That's what people mail to me. Those mushrooms are cool, though. I'm going to do them. So you want the day drinking as my favorite hobby. I don't like the Shack one. The Shack.
I watched the movie Snack Shack, and I liked it.
But... Oh, I watched it. I saw it in a theater. Me and the old lady went.
I liked it.
It was pretty good. My wife didn't like it as much. I thought it was pretty fun. My wife thought it was a little more I think she thought it was going to be more of a comedy.
Yeah.
But it's not as much. It's got funny stuff, but I tried to explain to her, it's like, it's kind of like Dazed and Confused in that way, where it's kind of funny. Oh, Chris is in trouble. Oh, man.
Okay, I got to go. I got to go.
All right. Chris,
I'll be right back. I got to go.
Let's sit here and just chat real quick, right? So this guy's freaked out. What did I do? Wait, hold on. Everybody has to leave. Everybody's leaving. I couldn't ship to Jesus Christ. I couldn't ship to Canada, and I can't believe that. No, he's picking up his Ariel's food. He's not pussy whooped. You're allowed to do that. You know what I mean? Yes, safety third is a what's his name thing. You guys want to, we'll wait for Chris to come back and pussy whooped. Yeah, you get Chris in trouble. He's up and running away. He's got to go downstairs. What should we make him get? I'm sending it to him if they'll let me. I say fighting Grogu or drink like a champion. I like drink like a champion, right? Oh, scroll down. Oh, it's just recently viewed shit. That's all it is. I don't have a flub flag. If somebody makes a flub flag and sends it, I still won't fly it outside. We don't fly flags here, okay? They don't have any Kevin Smith related flags. That would be so great. It looks like they only have the 9 flags. So I think the best one is this one. Drink like a champion, right? Is that the best one? Wait, I'll see beat off bourbon. Because if it says beat off bourbon, we'll buy him that for sure. You got your Grogu, your Shack flag, Breakfast of Champions, and it's bourbon. We like that one? I think it's going to have to be Grogu. You know, that's true. I think it's going to have to be Grogu if we're going to do it. Poochie rated. I am buying it. I'm buying him one. I don't know which one, but I'm buying a flag for Chris and he's going to fly it. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see about that. Oh, you could change the color of the Breakfast of Champions flag. That's true. Lieutenant LL Killjoy says Chris could meet some rich guys and fly the flag of imbibing. Yeah, Grogu. We're going to send him the Grogu flag. I'm gonna get it after I finish up here tonight. I'm going to send it, and he's going to love it. And now I'm going to make him watch Opie when he gets back because he left. That seems fair, right? Yeah. Oh, we decided. Oh, here he is. Here he is. Here he is. Oh, he takes so long to put his headphones on. Can you believe?
No, I don't. Shut up.
We're going to send you the Grogu flag. That's the one we're sending.
I don't even know what Grogu is.
Oh, that's Baby Yoda. Don't act like you're like above that. I don't watch that show, and I know it's Baby Yoda. I could buy you. I did notice this today, Chris. Oh, I've been wanting to show you guys. I just noticed this now because there's this really funny title for an Opie video that I think we should watch. If he could go back to 1980. When he was probably fucking 17.
Before he got into radio.
But I noticed he sells shirts.
This isn't a, for someone said, why am I wearing a shirt for Arrival? I mean, it's not, this is a Porous Walker shirt. It's mushrooms, magic mushrooms.
Yeah, it looks like mushrooms to me. I knew that.
Making the New York Yankees logo. So I'm not a fan. I'm a fan of the shirt and the artist. Not the team.
You love it. So I found out that Opie sells cancel culture shirts down here at the bottom of his shop, the Opie radio store. He's got cancel culture.
Oh, turn it on them.
Yeah, a cancel women's classic t-shirt. So that just says cancel. You can get one that just says cancel. Then he sells a Pat Duffy pint glass.
That's cool.
But that's a guy. I wonder if he's paying Pat Duffy, is what I'm saying. $21.99. You think Pat Duffy's getting some cat? Well, I mean, he's not selling any, but you know what I'm saying.
Pint glass?
It's a Pat Duffy.
Like Pat Duffy, I think, was like a producer at Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah, he's the guy that got barf in his mouth. The baby bird. That's the guy that they barfed in his mouth.
Pat Kamunaki did. So it seems. Yeah, he's not really in the like public eye right now.
No, I think he's in Opie's private Facebook group, and they have private, you know how they have the private Facebook group hangs where they'll go like canoeing and shit together. I want to get in there so bad. Fucking fly to New York.
Somebody in the chat, Dolphin Golf, and Chris, how long do you think it will take for your son to see Manchester United win? Fuck you.
I don't even know. Probably soon.
He literally has it. He's 3 weeks old. Yes. you fucker.
Probably be 27. Let's check out what Opie's got to say here because we love it. Sometimes it's really electric when he talks. I will say I'm jealous of his hair. He has a better hairline than Anthony, and Anthony had the surgery.
Yeah, Opie. Oh, it's foggy.
And it's a foggy morning. Let's find out what Opie would do if he could get sent back in time to 1980. Somebody paid $5 to ask him this.
He looks like an old basset hound kind of now.
He does. Know? He looks better than Anthony, I gotta say.
Oh, Anthony is deceased.
He looks so bad when you see him now.
He looks like 100%. Like there's 100,000,000%. There are people who have like died and been dead for like 4 or 5 days who look way better than Anthony Cumia.
He's in bad shape right now. It looks
He's 6 feet under. He's 67 dead.
Years old.
he's dead. He's honestly dead.
It does feel like both of them feel broker than ever to me. Like every time I open YouTube on my TV, Anthony's streaming Modern Warfare on YouTube.
Yeah, he used to stream on like, I think he got banned though, because he would say like racial, he would get drunk and stream, and he'd scream a bunch of racial slurs. I seen some video of him, and he was like just getting, he was just raging out like a child, you know, like, oh, of course you don't fucking, you don't fuck it. Like he was just like,
yeah, like, that's the one where he's yelling at his girlfriend, right?
No, this was a different one.
There's this one where he's yelling at his girlfriend because she asked him to keep it down at like,
yeah,
while he's streaming at night. And it was just like, when I saw that, I was like, man,
sloppy Batman subscribe.
Things aren't going great for the guy, but let's find out.
That was in his transitionary time when he was in his little one bedroom apartment, when he put his mansion on the market and no one wanted it.
He's finally in South Carolina now.
He's like in a house and shit. But during that time, he put himself, I think, in a really bad financial situation, I think.
And he was
counting on his house selling, and it just wasn't selling because of his taste and the way that he, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the way that it looked and stuff and the choices he made, because there's a custom place, I think that he had.
Oh, yeah. His house was nasty. I wonder if there's a tour of it on the internet. Well, anyway, let's see what Ope has to say here.
But I think if I went back to 1980 for one day, I would have to go to a record store.
Why? You could do that now?
No, dude. Are you kidding me? That's what I'd have to do. You know?
I think I'd go to a record store.
Why?
You could, let's hear more. There's 50. There's still 44 seconds of this. Maybe he has a good reason.
Yes, you got to go to. Hang on.
We've pointed this out before, but because it's so foggy, the ring light is just, and it's like not doing. Yeah, someone pointed out it's not doing a good job. Like the lighting on him, he hasn't pointed like too high.
Yeah,
or too low or something. It's like it's not lighting his face properly, but it is showing up very clearly over his head.
This is ridiculous, Opie. This is a 50-second video.
He looks like a sim. Like some sort of character, you know, like a video game character. You can press fucking neatly beaming, viewing 5 tier 1 subs, Chrome Chomsky, Rhea Rocks, Flex Retro, Legrod, and Debo 1897. Thanks so much, neatly beaming. Waddle doodle to you.
Waddly doodly. Press X to use hammer on OP. LL Killjoy. To talk to OP, you have to press O.
Press O to talk to OP, and nobody's pressing it.
No way.
And it has to sort of be like one of those kind of independent underground type
stores.
Where they have bootlegs and whatnot. And remember, just going like this, trying to find records. Holy crap! I miss doing that.
Do it still.
You can do that today. He could probably do that. He could probably walk.
You live in New York.
10 minutes and be at a record store.
You live in New York. There's some places where you can't do it. Granted, if you're like in a smaller place, maybe, you know, but you're in New York City. You can do it, brother. And maybe maybe you can't walk to one. You probably can. But yes. Maybe you can't. But if you can, I know they've got quite an extensive subway system there. You can find your way to one, I think.
You can get there in 1 second. For sure.
Yeah, he definitely can. I don't know where he lives, but I've been to New York once. I like was there for a while, but I saw a lot of record shops, definitely.
I went to a lot of record shops every time I've been to New York.
But
you know, you can't through the records there anymore. They're telling you not to do that.
In Vancouver, they have record stores, definitely, still, you know.
Do you think you'd go to that if you could travel back to 1980?
Well, yeah, I mean, just for the like,
just for the tactile experience, I guess. I think I'd go to the store.
I think I'd go to the store. If I went back in time, I would go to the store. I mean, for God's sakes, my money's worth more.
Cry.
I'm getting little gems. Whatever your band of choice was.
Oh, no. Yeah, I understand how the record store works. You get records for whatever your band of choice.
You can find several records sometime of one band. Like, they'll have like different records. It was crazy.
Whichever particular band you're looking for, you know, you go through, you find generally it's going to be done in alphabetical order. Find a letter and go on.
Cool. Killjoy says press O to add OP to your inventory. I don't want it. I'm pressing X.
X.
And, you know, they got all the Zeppelin albums.
He would go back in time and buy Led Zeppelin album.
He's doing his little. Yeah, dude, he would go back for some Zeppelin albums.
I did so many Led Zeppelin albums. I go walk 20 minutes and get 10 Led Zeppelin albums.
Yeah, so. Just to be clear, like if you get to pick the day, then you'd probably want to like try to go to some cool like historic, you know, like whatever it is. If you're a sports fan,
like John Lennon getting killed.
Yeah, that would be dope. Like some fucking crazy shit like that.
That's what I would do.
But I would like maybe go to like, you know, whatever, some like crazy 86 Mets World Series win or something in New York. You know, something like that. Yeah, like something historic. Right? You know, you're right, Brian. It'd be easier if it's just something historic that happens out on the street. You don't need tickets for it.
You just stand there. Dolphin Golf and said, go back to 1980 and prevent Iran-Contra.
Yeah. No, but you could also go for some Zeppelin albums at the record shop.
You could also find a Led Zeppelin album. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go.
Crap, live Zeppelin from Holland? Or whatever it would be.
Yeah,
I think I would do that. I think I would wander around and just go into record stores if I was able to go back to
a number of them. Hour.
But I think
he'd go to a few. I mean, he's only got an hour. But I would literally still do anything other than go to the store if I was, you know, an hour out. So Opie's been posting a lot of Ron Bennington videos.
Yeah, that was a good point from Short Shine. That was clipped out and posted as its own clip. Yeah. Like you think that's like something of note?
Oh, this one
something of note.
It was. What do you do in the eight? What would you do? And
I'd love everyone to give it up for me. I did a thing with the deck was just had just a bunch of crap out there. Got all of it thrown away. The paint, there was paint, there was old air conditioner, all thrown away, recycled appropriately. Redid the whole deck, got a deck mat. We got all these storage bins. Then I went to Home Depot and we got a cut. A wood cut to put on top of it, and then a big cushion, and like made a bench out there, and so we got a deck situation going on over here. Can we give it up for Chris's deck, please, in the chat?
I did a lot of stuff like that too this weekend.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was actually felt really good. I just keep going and looking at it. You know, I'm very proud of it.
That's how I felt when I was doing a bunch of stuff too.
Yeah, very proud.
Yep, I was proud of all the things I did. It's this one.
And the deck has a river view. You can look out and see the Fraser River. Ooh. So in the summertime, it's going to just be... Oh, and the lights arrived, too. That was that thing that I was supposed to be doing right there. I was getting the food downstairs for Ariel, and also the Amazon person was trying to buzz.
Well, let's see here. Let's see what this guy has to say. Oh, well, let's just look. They get off the rails 3 days ago, Chris. Let's find out what's there's like eight of them.
The wheels are off, and Ron's now there. Crazy fucking. Oh, so this is RFK Jr. what is this guy? Frederman Durst. So up above Ron the Liar. If you weren't here last week, somebody in the chat, I forget who, named that guy Frederman Durst. So that's I forget what his real name is. So he's just called Frederman Durst, and he's just lurking in the shadows.
He's in the Ron position. Ron worked his way forward.
Everybody is here.
I know we got a whole the gang
except for Ollie, obviously, but Robert, who we hate, who the first time we ever met him, he was telling a story about how he grew up in a mansion. And then Ron the liar, of course, Matt, the bar owner, wearing that horrible yellow shirt, Opie, one of the worst guys in the world. And then in the back, we've got Frederman Durst.
Yeah. And Frederman Durst, maybe in like 6 to 8 months, might even end up in the front row like Ron Berman did.
He's very off. He's very off putting.
He really is. Like,
he's scarier than the rest of them. He's scarier because of his size. Just because of his size.
The crazy beard.
He's got a look to him. It's kind
of looks like a guy that does security at a music venue. Yeah, that's like exactly what he looks like. All right.
He's fucking whacking.
What?
You ever heard him?
He's not dead. Also, he's no crazier than the rest of them.
Junior is the man.
That's who's got my vote. You mean the third party candidate?
We're third party guys, Ron. Third party.
Oh, they're all voting for RFK Jr.
Wait a second.
The only person in that room that isn't voting for RFK Jr. is Ron the liar, who thinks he's a little wacky.
Ron the liar. Who is he voting for?
I don't know, but let me go back because now we have a little bit of context because, you know, this is a cold open. So here's the context.
Now his crazy fucking RFK Jr. Nephew. He's fucking whacking.
What?
You ever heard him?
He's not dead also. He's no crazier than the rest of them.
RFK Jr. is a man.
That's who's got my vote. You mean the third party candidate?
We're third party guys, Ron. Third party, cheers. Cheers on the third party. Who's third party?
I'm third party.
Third party.
So the smartest guy in the room politically is Ron.
Ron,
he's maybe voting Trump.
Oh, I think he's 100% voting Trump. He's not voting for Biden.
He might be mad that RFK Jr.'s taking votes away from Trump. But
he would. Yeah, he's definitely. I feel like he's talking about the anti-vax stuff probably with RFK or whatever. I mean, he's a wack. He's wacky.
Yeah. A friend of guys was working out at a gym in Texas, and RFK Jr. was working out next to him, and he was wearing jeans. So he wears jeans at the gym. That's
fucked up.
I love this open so much, Chris. Beautiful.
You went too far.
Oh shit!
Why are you pulling me?
Not my vote. Are we? Hold on. So you would vote for happen? You would vote for him
over who else?
Yes, Biden.
Over those two idiots.
You know that Biden's not.
This guy's crazy,
bro. Biden's
how
not
how crazy could he be?
And Biden's not even alive anymore. It's a guy in a mask.
Yeah,
I learned that. I learned that today online, bro.
He pulls his mask off. He's like, I'm just.
This is the dumbest bunch of men I've ever.
Can you back it up a little bit, like 10 seconds or so? Ron is just making some faces here. Go back. Look at the face he's making right there.
Let's see some Ron faces here.
Watch Ron's face the entire time.
Here he goes.
Over who else?
Yes.
Biden.
Watch his face.
This guy's crazy.
Bro,
Biden, watch, here we
how
go.
Crazy could it be? And Biden's not even alive anymore.
You think he burped?
I learned that today online. He's kind of like Jim Carrey if Jim Carrey wasn't like acting, you know? Like he's got Jim Carrey movements.
Yeah, he's like off-putting. He doesn't have the charisma, but he has a sort of off-puttingness.
Jim Carrey, I assume, acts normal when he's not doing the character, right? Jim Carrey. He's like Ace Ventura. He mugs like Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Mm-hmm. And bro,
he pulls his mask off. He's like, I'm just a goose.
And they had close-ups and everything. They're like, look, he's wearing a mask. It's not even Biden anymore.
So you say it's weakened at Biden's instead of weakened at Bernie's?
I don't know. Supposedly he's wearing a mask. I learned that online. You know, everything online's real. So hold on.
You trust him behind the wheel of the car?
Pretty sharp.
Who?
What? Biden. He just he's not a good public speaker because he has.
Because even if it's like kind of smart, that's what goes warming up.
Yes, I think one on one, he's a shot.
No, isn't that what that was that headline?
So Ron is a Biden guy.
Ron is. Ron has the best politics in that room.
Ron has better politics than these guys.
Not good. And not it's good. You know,
weird that because his stand-up is pretty racist.
Well, yeah, but I mean, not all the stand-ups like that. You know, he is from Massachusetts, so Biden is probably like a big thing. It's just weird.
Somebody. Asked, is this watchable for anybody at all? No,
me and Chris, and we're gonna check out a bit and check out what Tom and
wait, wait, go to the end of it. But hang on, go to the end of it. It's always fun to check in, like how what they're saying near the end.
Too. Yeah, and I can open up this thing.
Oh, whoa.
Oh no, a new guy.
I didn't notice the new guy.
Frederman Durst and a new guy.
He moved in. Frederman Durst got in.
Frederman Durst has made his fucking way in right away. First episode.
Yeah.
And he's scary.
Ron had to be on for like 6 months before they let him move into the front row.
I mean, Ron is an awful guy.
he's not funny or anything, but this Frederman Durst is wearing the Nine Line Apparel shirt, so let's we got to cut him a little bit of slack here, I guess. Let's see.
They don't, right?
They do.
That's nice to hear.
So guys, if you are a fan of
No.
I am doing a free show in his hometown of Astoria. Well,
that doesn't genius. Work.
That's where you.
My name. My name has no.
That's call. Not Opie.
Go, Barry. Go,
Opie. You have a lot of fans.
Ah, whatever.
Believe it or not. I mean, Thursday. Guys, this Thursday in this the is, of Astoria.
This is brutal, Brian. Brian, this is brutal.
Yeah,
Ron the liar is like. Hey, for Opie's fans, if you're a fan of his, come to this. And Opie's like, me, nobody care about old Opie anymore. And then he's got Ron the liar, like a psychopath, who's just like, nah, Opie, you're still a big deal, buddy. You know how famous you are, man.
He doesn't want Opie to quit at all. You know, totally. He's like, I don't want nothing to do with Opie quitting. And I got to go. I mean, it's not like he's getting paid to do this, but, you know, let's see.
Me, I am hosting some of New York City's.
I'm playing a Charlie Brown.
Ron pizza? Is plugging his pizza appearance. So if anybody has anything to say, now would be the
Robert,
time.
Shut the fuck up. I forgot you existed and my life was
this
better
is what
for
a minority
it.
Looks like,
oh, of course he had to say this is what a minority looks like. He called himself a minority there, I think. Here he goes.
I'm sorry.
Here it goes.
This is what a minority looks like, people. That's the teacher.
Yeah, we know. That's your plug. Good.
Anyways,
to
hold on. I didn't finish it yet. This Thursday.
Now you finished it.
Oh, it would hurt.
Pizza place, a story, or whatever.
Boo, 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 boo.
That's his song. You want to hear it?
Yeah, it's so famous. Boo, boo, boo.
Radio. All right. Well, now I
so
got.
That's what. Imagine somebody was just like. Imagine somebody was like, "Fuck!" Remember Opie and Anthony? You know what I mean? Like, and they just like kind of stopped listening in the middle of it, and they were like, "What the fuck is?" You know how you do that with some people? You're like, "What is
yeah.
Opie up to?" And you just go and tune in and you watch that.
Yeah,
and you're like, "What?"
Yeah, maybe it's not going so well. So people sent me this couple on TikTok. They have
people
a TikTok.
Sent me this couple.
Well, yeah, they sent me the videos of this couple called Foreplay by Bella and Jace. They're swingers. They're better looking than Tom and Bunny. I'm just saying they're younger. They're of a younger age.
Are these people real or are they doing a bit?
I'm worried they're doing a bit. So now we're going to go watch Tom and Bunny talk.
Wait, hang on. Let's click on it first. We'll be able to tell.
Okay. Let's do. Where's it at? Oh, this is the cruise vlog. Let's look at the cruise vlog.
It's funny because like this that ad played, so like you just played that ad on your stream. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Like you did. Right.
You know, whatever. What are you gonna do? You know, they. I have YouTube Premium, so that ad shouldn't have played at all. Huh. You know, I'm gonna send a letter to Google.
People like his necklace. Yeah, it's a very cool necklace.
Yeah, he looks cool. They're doing okay, man. He's definitely gonna age into Tom. That's true, Smooth W1.
If he's lucky.
Every time that we go on these lifestyle cruises or events or travel places, anything like that, we always have a ton of people coming up and telling us that our content has helped them decide that they either want to go. And so if our content helps you at all and you'd like to support the channel, if you guys want to book through our links with us.
35, 10, 40. All right. So now we're going to get a tour of the swinger cruise, Chris.
Okay. So they're on a swinger. They're definitely real. This is not a bit.
This is real as hell. And here we go. Let's do it, everybody. She talks like, what's his name?
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our channel. Today is a very, very exciting day. It is Temptation Cruise 2024.
Today is very, very exciting today.
24, and it is around 10:35, 10:40 in the morning, and we finally got everything packed. Our room is finally put together, and now it is time
to... put together? We just, like,
our stuff is put together, and we cleaned up all of our messes.
For being here for 2 days.
Messes.
Interrupted him.
Yeah. That's a lot of interruption.
It was like, I don't know how we made it so messy, but it's so tight and everything. And so whenever we're on the actual cruise ship, we're able to put everything away and unpack everything. And we had to
Out
of a suitcase for the last 2 days. So that wasn't like the best, but
it's only a 2 day cruise
on at the ship.
Yeah. So we're about to take,
I don't even leave my house. That's the swinger vibe. That's the kind of swinger thing. It's good. The sound's gotta be bad, Chris.
No, she has.
Currently, there's like nobody here yet, so that's exciting.
About to go through the screening process. The line.
We made it in.
We're about to go on the ship. On.
We can't like film like getting on because of like all the people.
There's so many people, but here's the hallway.
There's the playroom.
Wait a second.
That's the ship playroom.
They just put mattresses on the ground.
Magic happens, baby.
They just tossed some mattresses on the ground with white sheets.
Yep. They threw them on the ground, too. Couldn't even fucking do something decent.
All I can picture right now in my head is like, people are playing in here and they have the blinds closed, but they left a little crack open. And who's on the other side? Fucking Tom. Just leering in there, like just trying to catch a little of the act.
Tom and Bunny would never go on a cruise like this.
I don't know. I think they would go on anything.
They love Hedo. They go to hedonism. That's their thing.
Yay! I wonder what the room looks like.
I wonder if it's going to be
new. Just kidding.
Very sorry, you dumb fuck.
Wait. Go back. I want to hear what he said there.
Welcome. Oh. This
is the same. What happened?
That was dope. I just want to hear what he said. He made some little joke here.
Yay! We're ready. I wonder what the room looks like.
I wonder if it's going to be new.
Just kidding. We've had this room every year.
Do you hear him? Do you hear what he said there? He's like, I wonder what the room looks like. He's like, just kidding. We get this room every year.
Oh, they get the same room every year, too. That's also very strange.
Every year, yeah.
That's strange. Let's see it, though. Maybe it's a nice room.
Welcome. All right, so this is the same room that we have had the last 3 years on this ship. But we're still going to give you a room tour, of course. Okay, we have a couple of nice closets. Our backpacks are in here. Already, just so it looks.
Oh, I wonder what's in those.
You have some very nice cabinets. I already know there's going to be a refrigerator here. See that? I didn't even check.
What's in it?
What do we got? Stocked with some Tito's and Coke and stuff.
Ooh.
And then we have a very nice large bed.
I mean, I think it's like a queen size. It's not like super, like, super nice big. Yeah.
We have the classic warrior chair, of course.
Chair. They call it
the Tom chair.
Yeah, that's a Tom chair.
Nice, this is like getting ready, more fun to take pictures. Of course, we have a huge porthole, which is, you know.
Yeah.
Of course.
We've got a few portholes,
we already booked,
right?
For next year. And we don't
few portholes.
Have a porthole next year. So get used to it here.
I just want to comment something. It's interesting to see, because you think like, oh, anybody that you watch their swinging videos is going to be funny like Tom and Bunny. And not to say this is bad. It has its stuff, you know, the playrooms and stuff. But you really realize like Tom and Bunny are unique characters.
They're the greatest of all time. But there is this coming up. I've seen part of this.
Decorate our room.
Yes.
More so decorate our door. We don't have that. And then we're going to put up our lights. So then let's get going.
All right, now they're decorating their room.
What?
They're decorating. Look.
So this isn't the exact layout, but look how many memes we have this year.
They have so many memes, and this little sticker that says Little Miss Cum Slut. Little Miss Cum Slut.
That. What is decorating? What's the purpose of this?
Well, so people can see here. Like Vanilla Cruises are, oh, like Drake. It's like a Drake one. Oh, these Vanilla Cruises are.
Single guys in the playrooms is a funny meme, though. That one I get. Right underneath the Drake. Single guys in the playrooms. I do like that. Okay. Busting on the single guys. I can get behind that. That's the only one I really understand.
Isn't the exact layout, but look how many memes we have this year.
Yes.
The key to putting up decor for rooms in relationships is sticky tack decor for rooms in.
Have you? I've never even heard of someone decorating their hotel room.
I think you do that on a swingers cruise, I suppose.
But right? I never heard Tom. The only swingers I know have never fucking mentioned a damn.
They would never. They don't care about decor though. Well, Tom likes that one light show thing.
Tom does care about decor, but he's not he's not doing it himself.
He'd rather be talking about lockers, I'll tell you that right now.
Good point from Robin Banks. Just use come to stick it on the wall. Great point.
Orgies, foursomes, monogamy. So I don't know what this
I
one
don't
is.
Fucking know, man. There's just memes, one? Dude. It's just memes, man. They don't. Not all of them are like fucking funny. Some of them are drama.
None of them are funny.
No, but some of them are like drama or horror memes, you know?
Yeah.
They're not all
comedy. Decor for rooms in cruise ships is sticky tack, because this stuff comes off really easy. Mm-hmm. Tape, to me, I think is kind of difficult to take off sometimes, scotch tape and all that.
Oh.
And then sometimes they'll be left over. So sticky tack, I feel like, is really easy to take off and remove. Another thing, though, pro tip is magnets, especially these little kind of magnets. We usually use these ones, but sometimes the sticky tack ends up being easier because we
I'd
have
be
so
careful
many
bringing that out,
But
you know what I mean? That type of device, you know, you're like bringing that out at one of the dinners or whatever. Someone's all of a sudden sticking it up their ass.
These ones that have the hooks are really great for if you want to hang a flag or
my flag,
a banner.
Oh yeah, we got a couple cool flags.
I could hang. Where's my horny pineapples? I could have hung that. They don't have nothing like that.
Things that need to be hung up. I think we'll hang up some pineapples. We have some of those.
Yeah, they're that's
upside
good.
Down though.
You're gonna want to.
I feel like we could have done better with the decor this time.
Oh no.
I don't know.
Okay, guys, in an unseen tournament, do you see this right here? This was our room last year. We used these. What are the odds?
I actually wait. Oh no, it's not. Wait.
It's a different one.
Well, this one's.
What
smaller,
are you hanging?
But it looks the same. Hold on.
This is. Bad.
This is worse than Tom. All right, let's find out what goes on in Oklahoma when Tom and Bunny go there.
Let's check out back into Tom and Bunny. For our play, is that what it's called?
We'll try to get back in there sometime, but they got this. Tom and Bunny have like a really interesting thing going on right now.
I do like the foreplay people. I hate them, but I like them. Like, I think we could watch them again. Definitely.
People are going to be there and how many people they can.
A ton of people were sent me those guys. I just maybe go through the videos, maybe. Well, let's see.
We have a cabin.
Yes, we do.
So this event is just outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's probably great.
And it's called Sooner Swing, S-O-O-N-E-R Swing. And the dates are Friday, May 31st to Sunday, June 2nd.
Yes.
2024.
I got to get that in there. Yes. It's going to be this great, great event. They have a little bit of everything.
I love it when Tom and Bunny are in cell mode.
A little bit of everything. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Well, they're selling, though. I like when they're on here like that Motor Bunny video where you're like, yeah, all right. They're going to be at this place. They want you to fucking be there. They're going to tell you what's going on, but really ineptly.
For everyone.
Yeah. And just so you know, you can sign up for this event at OTBLS.com for on the border lifestyle.com. Again, that's OTBLS.com. And go check out all the information. We did print information because there's a lot to talk about.
Oh,
but they'll have more and updated information on their website
as time
gets near.
Right now, this is going to be the first event that they've been doing at this location. On the Border does multiple parties a year around Tulsa and Arkansas area. Yes. But this is the first big collaboration that they're doing, and it's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. So I get to mention the bowl.
Let me show you otbls.com.
Okay.
I'm going to show you what it looks like, baby. So this is otbls.com.
Password protected. Well, join. You got to join up, I guess.
Oh, I didn't scroll down.
Oh, you just got to do a little scroll. Careful with that scroll.
No, we're going to scroll. Let's scroll.
You got to be careful, though, because you're just on a website here that could really have anything on it.
Oh.
Tom's Trips logo spotted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you see it?
Oh, there it is. Tom's Trips.
Hedonism. Miss No Swimsuit Contest. Hedonism.
Oh, wait a minute. This is Tom and Bunny. I can't scroll up, but okay. We also kick it in Jamaica twice every year. OTB does it all, man. Here's some swinger cruises we could go on if we decided to. All right. Let's check back in with our...
Oops. Wait.
That's something else, Chris.
Sharing freaking documents.
That was my Guys Plus document.
Bullet points, and Bunny gets to read the paragraph.
Since the reasons why we have our glasses.
We did have our glasses on, so if there's a reflection, we do apologize.
There isn't.
What is Sooner Swing?
Like I said, it's going to be set on a 120-acre campground.
Right.
There's something for everybody there, whether you're looking for wild parties you're going to find everything that you want.
Yes, and they have.
If you're looking for, you pause for a second? If you're looking for a old decrepit man lurched over in the shadows, pumping his artificial penis for 7 to 10 minutes before jerking off over top of you and your partner, do we have the place for you?
Oh, they have a lot. They definitely. I'm going to go to a club tour and hope we haven't seen it. I know we've seen them all,
this is the thing I thought of. Okay. I thought of this. This is a real brilliant idea. Somebody who has more time, you should contract somebody, give them a little bit of money to do it. Cause it'll take some time, you know, but go look through the streams and find what we've watched and find like portions of videos that we haven't watched. So they can say like, you know, you watched.
That'd be good.
So then, cause there's a lot of the Tom and Bunny tours where we skipped over and we didn't watch huge parts of it, you know?
Well, let's just go here. This is the one that we didn't get all the way through. It's sponsored by Tom's Trips for a good time called Tom.
Hello, everyone. We're Tom and Bunny. We are coming to you from Houston, Texas at the beautiful Colette Club here.
We know Colette. Colette's a chain. Wait. They got them all over the place.
You guys want Noland? But I'm going to be doing an episode, Classic Rock Guys 2. So I would hate to burn Noland.
So we're saving Noland.
We're saving Noland.
You know what would be really fun to check in on, though? I'd be interested to check in on is Mancow Mueller.
Oh, let's do that. He was doing some wild stuff.
What's the cow up to?
We haven't even thought about how the cow is now recently.
Maybe Jacula. Yeah, see what Jacula's up to in the cow. Oh,
Jacula. The cow is now, everybody. We're going to check him out. What's the dimming and chemtrails? You got an April Fool, so this is probably when he's being funny, right?
Yeah, he'd be going for comedy here. It's with Nathan Murray, is that?
All right, we are we're live, I think. A little bit glitchy, so we were getting set up here. Bad weather we're on that, so I don't know. Anyway, guys, how are you? God bless.
What is this shirt he's wearing? This is an insane shirt, man, Cowboy. Oh, it says only God can judge me, but he's wearing a blazer over it.
Yeah.
Blazer, I didn't notice the blazer. Yeah.
And it has like a fake chain on it or something. Like probably a chain with a cross on it, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably.
I guess I can get rid of my palm now. Is that what you do? What are you supposed to do with these now that it's over? I don't know. Anyway, hope you had a nice Easter. God bless you. And I talked about it on my Instagram account, and I got a lot of love and a lot of hatred as well, as you always do with anything, no matter what you say nowadays.
That does happen.
And true. That is, the Trans Visibility Day. He's feeble. It doesn't always fall on Easter. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't. Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing.
Is it?
Same thing with all these illegals. Oh, they're just.
Wait, what?
No, they know exactly what they're doing.
Chill them. Chill out, dude. We're 45 seconds in. You haven't given any. Again, he's not going to provide any sort of evidence to back up any of his claims. He's just going to spout off. But it's like usually it takes a bit of time to get into it.
Yeah, we'll watch a different one because
let's see something else. Wait.
Well, let's move forward. I think
let's just go to his videos. Go to click through all the videos like up on the top there where it says home and then go to videos.
He hasn't been doing stuff lately, so. There's not a lot. Oh, no. Newest. Latest.
Go to that one. Copy of Man Cow Monday Night Live. He's talking to some old guy. That's an older
one. That's Marty Croft.
Are we ready? Who do you want to go to first? We've just been having a bit of problems here. Trying to get on. We finally got on. Let's go to... let's go
guy,
to
you know what's so great? Go to Mr. Croft. So this is a start. Like, who starts a show like that? So who are we gonna go to first? Like he doesn't do any intro to the show. He's just like, who do you want to go to? We've had all kinds of problems.
Because by the end, he's yelling incoherently. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, Marty. Wow. How are you? Sorry about this. How embarrassing.
Why?
Oh my god, how embarrassing.
Why?
Yeah, man, he's like, why? This is your life, dude. What do you mean? Like, that's really what he's saying to him. Who is this guy?
Marty Croft. He was like Puff the Magic Dragon, I believe, right? Sid and Marty Croft probably did some evil stuff. He's a puppeteer. Okay. What did they make? They made the banana splits, HR Puffin stuff.
This guy's a Canadian gentleman.
Is he? I didn't see that. Born in Canada. Yeah.
Hey, shout out Robs. Shout out for the raid. What up?
Hi, Robs.
Okay, so this guy's Canadian, but can we just hear that one more time? You just back up when he says that's so embarrassing and he says why?
Absolutely.
Hey, Marty, wow. How are you? Sorry about this. How embarrassing.
Why?
He doesn't know what he's doing. He died in November, by the way. So this is...
Rest in peace.
Really close to his death.
What? When?
Why?
Wait a second. Wait a second. Somebody look it up. There's no chance that this was the last person he talked to. No, come on.
No, that's impossible. It will be in 5 years. Give us 5 years.
Please, no. Yeah, I mean, the way ManCow tells it, I'm sure. Sure.
And I'm telling you, whenever we have a great guest, this happens. It's the damnedest thing. And when it's somebody I don't care about, everything goes great.
Technology is the worst.
I'm with you, brother. I'm high touch, not high tech. I want to tell people that Marty Croft and his brother Sid and Marty Croft are Walt Disney to me. I want to talk about if I don't know this. I don't know the answer. If there was any relationship between you guys, I feel like there should have been. But Sid and Marty Croft. Marty, will you list off some of the shows so people know what we're talking about?
Oh, he's showing them. Sigmund and the Monster. There you go.
Am I supposed to say something here?
Yeah, what shows? Tell us some of your shows.
Sig Monsters. Two Emmys.
Look at that. There's Puffin' Stuff. Oh my, there's Brother Monster. Sid. Land of the Lost. Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. They had an amusement park in Atlanta. I'm wearing the T-shirt from there. It was in the 70s.
Papa Mandrell, Patti LaBelle, Richard Whittier.
Why is he just naming people?
He was naming celebrities.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. This is fucking brutal.
This guy just fucking badgering this old man fucking weeks before his death.
I'm lucky I'm alive. Sorry they gave it to us. But I got to tell you real quick. You said the Walt Disney quick story?
Yeah.
Okay. We appeared with Judy Garland. We were on tour, you know, and about a year in Vegas, they had a big opening and they flew in all the stars. So I'm sitting at the Polo Lounge in Beverly Hills with Sinatra, his wife, Tony Martin, and Sid Charisse.
Nice.
And we're having drinks and some guy walks over and who is it? It's Walt Disney. He sits down, and Judy Garland says to him, Walt, that's Mark Croft, him and his brother with a puppet act. They're open for us.
This is a modern interview. This person's telling stories of running into Walt Disney with Judy Garland. This is so good, man. This guy is hundreds of years old.
It's just eating too many chips is right. He doesn't interrupt him at all. Like, he's showing respect.
When the ultimate show of respect, in my opinion, would have been to watch a video of him or speak to him beforehand and see if he's, you know, able to do one of these interviews and not fucking parade him out onto the internet when he's clearly diminished, you know.
Kid, I was 20 years old. Let me give you some advice. Said, okay. He says, let me tell you, whatever you create, don't ever sell it. Let me tell you one other thing. It's going to be the hardest thing. He said, always fight for your name above the title. It didn't mean anything. He didn't tell me that to save my money. That was the one thing of Walt Disney.
Okay.
Now, of course, I knew all the other presidents. He introduced me to his PR guy, Card Walker.
Can you pause for a second? Let's go. I just can't wait to hear ManCow's response. You know, he hasn't spoken in so long. He's fucking brewing up. So he's brewing something up, fucking something fierce right now.
He is.
Come on, ManCow. You got this.
Then a son-in-law. Then Eisner.
Oh, he wants
to. Then Iger.
You got this, ManCow.
I know all these guys.
Just hold on.
Does me no good.
Hold it.
Wow. The and of course, I don't know if we mentioned the Brady Bunch Variety Hour and also Donnie Marie that was so, huge.
Sorry,
and
just please got some more credits. So this is all still part of his intro. He just didn't want to interrupt the old man when he was talking. That was still part of the introduction to him. So he finished the credits.
Yeah.
Very
professional. You'd had the Richard Pryor Show and all kinds of stuff. Sid Marty Krofft, Land of the Lost was my favorite. Sid and Marty did this incredible science fiction show with some of the old Star Trek writers, Land of the Lost. It seems like you have to, there's an image of it. Seems like you have to be born during a certain era to really appreciate this. I was in love with a little girl, and they're still around, and they met them several times at different shows, and they have a big show coming up, which is not to be missed, and including some of the, oh my God, they have a Joy, who I had a crush on as a kid, from the Bugaloos. And they have all kinds of celebrities. Christopher Knight from the Brady Bunch. But H.R. Puffin stuff is going to be there.
All the celebrities. Like every last one of them. Greg Brady, the guy that he has on his show all the time.
Marty, you going to be there? No, unfortunately, I have a date with the Grim Reaper. I will be dying before that particular
event. Now I got to hear Marty's next part.
And Marty, tell us about CroftCon. I know it's a CroftCon. It's a week away, or a little under a week away now. Tell us about it.
A city up upstate in California, about 15 minutes from Sacramento. No, from actually.
Yeah, Mick, I'll leave. Thank you. Mick, you can't walk off.
He got up to leave.
He got up to leave? Come on, man. I mean, listen, it's granted, he's got a huge echo on his mic. He's clearly not figured his tech out. You can't hear what he's saying. And even if you could hear it, I'm sure you couldn't make heads or tails of it because it's fucking nonsense. But you can't invite him on the show and then get up and walk off.
Well, I'm sure he's grabbing a toy to show him.
Or he's got a cord issue. I think it might be a cord issue.
I watch.
And, you know, it's pilot.
Oh, he went full screen. Good.
There's a beautiful theater there. And we've turned the whole theater into a Krofft world. And what we hope to do, it's like a pilot, so that we hope to take this on the road. And
Marty, I got some bad news for you, brother.
Yeah.
You're going to want to stay home and just rest. This isn't funny, by the way. I don't know why I'm doing this kind of humor.
Going we're going to show the original Puffin Stuff movie, and we've got a bunch of stuff going on. We got a costume contest. Someone built a vroom vroom, the Wishy Poos vroom vroom from Puffin Stuff.
Okay.
So they're going to be all fans.
Oh, he's ready. He's heating up.
And more of these fucking photos that they have, this slideshow.
So do you believe it? We have instead of Comic-Con, we got
he's heating up. He's getting ready. He's not building bad. Up here. He's percolating.
I think it's wonderful. And again, you know, there's a window where I talk to people and they don't know what Sigmund is. They don't know what Land of the Lost is. They don't know what the Super Show was. They don't know what Captain Cool and the Kong is or was. They don't know the song. Na, 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 na. They don't know any of this stuff. But if you were my age. Yeah.
We can't kill our show. Stuff is coming.
Mancow's telling this guy nobody cares about this anymore.
Every single person I talk to, I bring up your shit. Nobody's heard of you. You're fucking, you are long dead as far as society is concerned, old man, but not for me, not for the cow. Oh, thank God.
He loves doing that. He loves telling people, well, people tell me you're not famous at all.
I'm always standing
up. Oh, my God. He's still on here he brings another guy in at the end that I'm sure we don't want to hear from.
So he was 86 years old here.
Young, 86 years old.
You know, we got something coming at Disney, a surprise. We're coming at Netflix, a surprise. So, you know, we just keep going.
I am very loud.
We have three daughters, of which my oldest daughter is running the place, and she's a great producer, Deanna Hope. So we got the next generation. I'm lucky.
Loud.
I got three daughters. I'm lucky. I'm alive.
Now they're doing.
Hey, Marty.
Oh, here.
Yeah, that's better. Hey, Marty. I love you. I want you to know that you've always been a good friend to me, and I just
friend.
You know, if I haven't said, yeah.
I'm gonna say something. You are a special human being.
Talking to him. This guy's really lost it. He's really lost his marbles. He's calling Mankow a special human being. He is fucking. This guy needs to be. I hope
everything seems was
like
good.
He's really. We got Flamin' Hot Stack subscribing with Prime. Welcome, Waddle Doodle.
Okay, we'll let's. Ooh, Russian Randy.
What the fuck?
I went forward. Let's see who this other guy is. That I'm. Well, Errol. Let's see the end of this interview.
Who's Russian Randy?
He's Russian Randy. All right. So here's the end.
Yeah, see the end of this interview.
People love that show.
Just wait a minute. You'll get a surprise. Just wait a minute. Maybe more than a minute, but you'll get a surprise. But you hit it on the head. You know, Land of the Lost is legendary. So we lucked out. We must have done that.
Yeah. Yeah. You came into my studio and you gave me a Witchy Poo doll, and we talked about Will Ferrell, Land of the Lost, and you had high hopes for it. Can you tell me what when you saw the Land of the Lost movie with Will Ferrell? And I mean, huge star, but do you wish it had been done more straight science fiction in this at this point?
Yeah, I wanted to
keep my mouth shut.
Okay,
you know what? You couldn't kill. You'll find out that even Will Ferrell and his manager couldn't kill Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost still could be I can't believe if, look, if I controlled a network, I would have a Land of the Lost primetime show with a little bit of money. That could have been another Star Trek, another whatever. It could have been another Lost.
Orville, another The Orville. It could have been whatever.
Okay, let's see what this next guy is here. I'm worried. Here we go. Joliet was his valley. Hilarious. Joylet, as I call it. You know, you can feel when you go to Shatner and I, we could feel it, man. When you drive into Joliet, Illinois, you feel your IQ drop. Prisons, a town built on a dump, casinos.
Did you say Shatner and I?
Yeah, me and Shatner.
Casually, like, the one thing we both agree on, Shatner and I. Sir H74, this casually dropping that when we go to Joliet, both Shatner and I say you can feel your IQ drop.
And I call it Joylet. Like,
yeah.
Like toilet. Am I right? If you live there, look, seriously, I mean everything I just said. Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
He did a okay. Okay. Dennis Leary. Okay. I got to go back. I got to hear him do the okay. If you live there, look, seriously, I mean everything I just said. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Banana Splits. I watched Banana Splits in Land of the Lost. Did you watch? Banana Splits. And they brought it back and they made it a horror movie about a year ago. And they brought back Land of the Lost and Will Ferrell. And I love Will Ferrell, but God, was that movie not what it could have been. Governor Mueller, let's make it happen, Illinois. Do we have another guest? Let's bring him on if we do.
Oh, Nudie appearance. Nudie alert. Another guest.
Let's bring him on.
Pause it on Nudie.
Oh, I missed
Nudie. Like Nudie is so evasive. He's elusive.
All right, here we go. Another guest. Do we have another guest? Let's bring him on.
Oh, see how hard it is to catch Nudie? Nudie is a Mankow's producer / real estate agent.
One more time. Have another guest? Do we have another guest? Let's bring him on.
Oh! You can get it if you go quarter speed.
No, I can't. You can't do that. You gotta.
Speeding. Yeah, let's try one more time. I think you can get it, Brian. Let's go, everyone in the chat. Come on. Let's go. Here we go.
Another guest? Do we have another guest?
Brian.
Let's bring him on.
Go! Oh, that's Nudie.
We got Nudie
spotted. Nudie looking rough. Like he's not on cam. He wasn't ready for being on cam.
No, he never is. No. What if we do?
I can't wait to hear him talk over this next guy. Somebody in the chat just said that.
That was you. I don't want to see you. That was
Marty again. Nudie's so bad.
There he is. All right. Hey, Darren, how are you?
You've been bringing me on after him. That was an awesome segment. So I don't have a chance here.
I could not. I thought about it.
This guy is such a slick Willie. You know what I mean?
Hey,
this guy's ripping off your Mima, you know, fucking selling her on some shit she doesn't need.
Oh, Mancow makes a stunning announcement endorsing Darren Bailey in the upcoming Illinois governor's race.
Oh, this motherfucker. I'm doing an interview with this guy. I'm writing down this guy's name.
Darren Bailey.
I'm going back to work starting Monday. Oh, he already lost? Perfect, perfect. Wow. Yeah, I love talking to those guys.
Out, and I could not have you on. It just wouldn't work.
That was a blast from the past. That was amazing. There was some stuff that I forgot about my childhood days. So that was really exciting to see that.
Do you remember those shows?
I do. Yeah.
Well, I want you and I to this is Darren Bailey. Look, Darren, no spiel here. You don't have to give the pre-written shtick with me. Yeah, we know each other, but for the people that are joining us who don't know you, can you tell everybody who you are?
Absolutely. I'm a farmer from Southeast Illinois. I'm a husband of 35 years. Husband. Four children. Grandchildren.
I'm a husband.
Patriot, and I am sick and tired and embarrassed at the way our state and our country is going. And I'm stepping up to do something about it.
He's going
to
do something about it.
250 years ago, I've had it. So God continues to open doors. I and my wife and our team. And
I had it.
Yeah.
I believe the majority of Illinois is going through the
door
to get our state back.
You lost in the primary, Darren.
I met with a lot of the same people you met with.
No, you didn't.
You know, I announced that I was running for governor.
Yep.
God, there's so much I could say.
And I just didn't really do anything.
When somebody's got absolutely nothing to say, one of the main things they say is, oh, I could say just there's so much stuff I could say.
That's what he's doing.
People have so much stuff to say. They say the stuff.
And I bet you're very nervous right now. I did the research on you. I told everybody at the beginning that Darren Bailey is a white hat competitor. I called you and told you that no matter what, we were friends. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Yep, absolutely.
So for me, it was the same sort of thing. I also was brought up on a small farm.
Yep.
And I don't know, man. The heartland of America, maybe that's just how we feel. We believe in things like truth.
He's in Chicago, Illinois.
He lives in Chicago.
The heartland of America.
Big city. Know.
Truth and justice, neither of which exist in this state.
Right.
Darren, I'm going to ramble on a second. And
we know that.
I'll just tell you that I've been driving around America with my freedom, my free time, 17 hours a day sometimes, loving it.
I've been driving around America with my freedom, 17 hours a day. I'm loving it. Psychotic. Driving around America with your freedom for 17 hours a day. To what end, sir?
I've been driving around America, basically, and, you know, let's see.
And no other place in America have I found, no other place, even other criminal liberal states, have I found the gotcha BS like we have in Chicago. In other words, the amount of red light cameras, the horrible roads, you can feel, like I was joking about Joliet, but you can feel it when you drive in from any other state. Our roads get awful. There's cameras everywhere. There's toll booths everywhere. I mean, this is a police state.
I've never been to Illinois before. What's he talking about here? Anybody here? Is it true?
I don't think the roads in Chicago are bad at all. I mean, the
roads are fine. He's making
the roads are fine. And the red, there's, it's, you well, know, red light drive there either.
When he runs the red light, they keep getting him with the cameras. Costing him all kinds of money, it sounds like. And he's pissed about it.
Well, let's see who Russian Randy is. Wait.
Yeah, I'd love to meet Russian Randy before I head off.
Oh, I think it's a bit. Oh,
Nudie.
Got his ass again.
Profoundly stupid thing that I think I've seen
Well,
go, Darren, do your best.
Here we okay. go.
See you.
I know exactly what you mean.
Thank you, Darren. Go, Darren Bailey. Go. All right. Nudie, hit it. What do you want to hit?
Well, this is the most profoundly stupid thing that I think I've seen in a vice president, and I just wanted to pull.
Why is Nudie? This is the most profoundly stupid. This is the most profoundly stupid. Nudie, you will not. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. You will not. Fucking marble here. Mouth Nudie.
Let's see. Oh, I think I actually have the.
Darren Bailey, go. All right.
Bad, man.
Nudie, hit it. What do you want to hit?
Well, this is the most profound.
Sounds like a cartoon walrus.
This is the most profound. Sorry, back it up one more time. this is the most.
I can't wait to hear it now.
All right. Nudie, hit it. What do you want to hit?
Well, this is the most profoundly.
This is the most profound.
Nudie is like, and by the way, if you're like, oh, I guess he keeps him around because he's good behind the scenes. No, he's terrible. He doesn't understand how computers work. He doesn't understand audio. He doesn't understand any of it. The reason he lets him do it is because he's a very good real estate agent. Yeah. And so he does a very good job with all of his real estate needs. And so, and he has an interest in this, and yeah. He does it for free.
Right. Nudie, hit it. What do you want to hit?
Well, this is the most profoundly stupid thing that I think I've seen in a vice president, and I just wanted to play this for you. Oh. This is from yesterday's climate change summit. Here you go.
Mancow knows. Mancow's like, dude, you don't got to talk.
Dude, you got a voice that it just isn't a good voice.
Mancow, like, for all of Mancow's faults, he was in radio at a high level for a long time. He understands.
Listen,
when someone comes on like, all right, what's going on, man? He knows that's bad.
I have to say, Mancow probably is the second best voice of the Shocktober guys, I would say.
After Greaseman.
Yeah, Doug Tracht.
Greaseman absolutely has. Greaseman has. I'm not joking. Greaseman has one of the best radio voices ever, in my opinion.
Yeah, we're going Greaseman over
there's
here.
There's a reason why Grease, like Billy West, like used that for Zap Brannigan or whatever. Yeah. And like, you know, that people are like sort of. It's a crazy good voice and super unique as well.
Ron Bennington's great, but we're talking about radio here. We're going to say Greaseman. Mancow, then maybe Ron, but that's an unironic one.
Ron Bennington just has a great. Ron Bennington actually probably has the best voice, period. Ever.
I mean, funniest voice, I would say. Like, yeah. He's able to be funny. Let's see what we're going to see here.
That is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges. And to work together as we continue to work
through this.
Okay. I've never seen this.
So I just want to hear the feedback.
Global action. With that, I thank you all. Work on this together.
There he goes. Well, suffice to say, mentions their true God. That's what the pedophilia is about. That's what a lot of this is about. It's demonic. Fauci, yes.
I didn't see it. I didn't see the whole thing. You told me fast forward, but I feel like he's got some real weird opinions on what we just saw.
Pedophiles? I've never. What's pedophile? He didn't say it. Milo needs water. Should I just give Milo water really quickly? And
yeah, we can finish this. And if you want to give Milo, we'll finish up, everybody. We're going to finish up this week.
Yeah.
It's Milo's fault. So
sorry, everybody. Well, this is what it's like, you know, when you're a father.
Yeah, when you're a father, and when you just your daughter's home for the weekend, we're gonna hang out.
Well, it's a little different, Brian. I don't want to say like you've been there and done that, but I don't want to say. But to like, you can't really compare the two things. Like we're both fathers doing the same sort of stuff because your daughter's grown in university, doesn't even live with you anymore, is very self-sufficient in a lot of ways.
She's here now.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I'm just saying, you know.
I don't mind. I should have done this. Who should we raid? Who should we raid?
Who should we raid, everyone? Who's on? Who's on and up for a raiding?
Who wants to be raided? You know.
H underscore D-U-B-B.
H underscore D-U-B-B. Here we go. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
You did it.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Well, in five
seconds. What's coming out this week?
What is coming out this week is Zombie Guys with Bakun. And we have not recorded the bonus episode yet this week. So we don't really know. There will be a Guys Plus this week, probably. 90% sure it's Guys Plus, unless we decide to do something else. But
we should have Gavin on Guys Plus again, because he's been hitting the podcast. He just did the Adam Friedland show and Stav's podcast. We should get him back on.
If he's free, let's get him back on. All right. We'll see you all. Zombie Guys is a fun episode, so we'll see you all. Bye.
Wait.
Hold on. One more.